Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for April 2nd, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Grain and soybean futures were little changed in overnight trading as investors weighed several reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. U.S. winter wheat was rated 56% good or excellent as of Sunday, the agency said in its first weekly national crop progress report for the year. Only 28% of the winter crop earned top ratings during the same week a year earlier. About 4% of the crop was headed, down from 5% at this point in 2023. In Kansas, the biggest producer of winter wheat in the U.S., 48% was in good or excellent condition, USDA said. That compares with 16% at the same point last year. Corn planting is underway, with 2% of the crop in the ground at the start of the week, on par with the same week last year. Spring wheat sowing started, with 1% planted, unchanged from the same week a year earlier, the agency said. In a separate report, USDA said about 5.82 million metric tons, or 194 million bushels, of soybeans were crushed in February, up from 5.31 million tons during the same month last year. Some 2.29 billion pounds of oil were produced, up 10% year over year, the government said. Wheat futures for May delivery fell a half cent to 556 and a half a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures lost 1¾ cents to 573 and three-fourths a bushel. Corn futures were up a quarter cent to 435 and three-fourths a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery rose 1½ cents to 1187 and a quarter a bushel. Soy meal lost $1.60 to $331.80 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.58 cent to 48.82 cents a pound. Soybean inspections for overseas delivery fell week to week while grain assessments increased, according to data from USDA. Examinations of soybeans for export fell to 414,484 metric tons in the 7 days that ended on March 28th. That's down from the 785,116 tons a week earlier and the 503,900 tons assessed during the same week a year earlier. Corn inspections were reported at 1.43 million tons, up from 1.26 million the previous week, and well ahead of the 1.1 million tons examined at the same point last year. Wheat assessments came in at 498,989 tons, up from 432,764 tons the week prior, and up from the 168,543 tons examined during the same week in 2023. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the government has inspected 25.9 million metric tons of corn for export, up from 19.4 million tons during the same time frame a year earlier. Soybean inspections since the beginning of September now stand at 37 million tons, down from the 45.5 million tons assessed during the same period the previous year. Examinations of wheat since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st are now at 14.8 million tons versus 16.9 million at the same point last year, USDA said in its report. In weather, winter storm warnings and advisories have been issued for much of Wisconsin as slushy snow and gusty winds are expected today, according to the National Weather Service. As much as 8 inches of snow is expected in east central Wisconsin. Winds will gust up to 35 miles per hour. The heavy wet snow and gusty winds will cause some tree limbs to fall with power outages possible, the agency said. Flooding is likely further south in parts of Illinois and Indiana as severe weather slams the area. Severe thunderstorm warnings, tornado watches, and flood warnings have been issued for south central Illinois. Wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour are expected with the storms. Conditions earlier were ripe for a tornado in several southern Illinois counties overnight, resulting in a tornado warning being issued. Several counties remain under a tornado watch until about 8 a.m. local time, the agency said.